For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. If you're on the road this holiday weekend, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Arbeck says there's some seasonal weather you'll have to face.
There's definitely heavy snow potential as we go on to later today into Sunday from parts of the central Rockies eastward into the plains and up towards the upper Great Lakes. Snow totals anywhere from 4 to 8 inches.
A major scientific report has been released by 13 federal agencies on climate change. USA's Winnie King has more on that.
The report paints an almost doomsday scenario, predicting more catastrophic storms, droughts, and wildfires if immediate steps are not taken to slow or stop global warming. The Trump administration decided to quietly release the report on the world's weather and its effects on things like hurricanes and wildfires, which have cost this country in particular lives and money. The report says these kind of disasters will get worse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Passengers aboard the Golden Gate ferry that crashed into the San Francisco ferry terminal Friday afternoon said they had no warning. This passenger tells KGO-TV the captain didn't give them any clue something was about to happen.
It crashed into the dock and then it bounced. I didn't know what happened. Then it just kept going and next thing you know, it crashed into another part of the dock.
Another passenger told KGO you'd think they would have blown the horn or anything to give people a heads up. The boat can carry some 750 passengers, but had a light load of 53. Two people reported minor injuries. Those 60 or so students at Barbaro High School in Wisconsin who appear to be giving a Nazi salute in a junior prom group photo won't be punished. School officials say it would violate their First Amendment rights. The picture went viral on Twitter earlier this month. The photographer claims the students were merely waving, but one student in the picture who did not raise his arm disagreed. The school superintendent sent a letter home to parents saying the students' actions were not reflective of the educational values of the school. A series of community meetings has been scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Golf took center stage Friday as Tiger Woods squared off against Phil Mickelson in Capital One's The Match pay-per-view winner-take-all event. It took 22 holes for Mickelson to pull off the win, and he was a gracious winner.
Not going to take anything away from his greatness. He's the greatest of all time, but to be able to have just a little bit of smack talk for the coming years means a lot to me because I really don't have much on him.
Woods blamed himself for the loss.
I had plenty of opportunities to make putts today, and I didn't make any putts to put a little pressure on Phil. I had an opportunity on the last hole to win the match, and I hit a bad putt.
Mickelson birdied the fourth playoff hole to beat Woods in their $9 million made-for-TV match. It was marred by technical difficulties with viewers unable to view it on their televisions. After paying $19.95, Turner and Bleacher Report representatives sent out links on social media, allowing people to view it for free on their computers and mobile devices. It appears Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stuck his foot in it when he used Twitter to praise Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court for rebuking President Trump's recent Obama judge's comment, while at the same time slamming Roberts' partisan decision. Schumer tweeted, "I don't agree very often with Chief Justice Roberts, especially in his partisan decisions, which seem highly political on Citizens United, Jamison Shelby, but I am thankful today that he almost alone among Republicans stood up to the president for an independent judiciary." Critics quickly pointed out Schumer's contradiction. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.